tene ta tene tamsik dile ta songja ge tamsik dile namdang mongbo ji yore te ta mongbo nan ni dangbo ale ne zai dong ji ji de se za dong ji ji se dangbo dongbo zai yi dong se dong ba dong a ji ji de ne ne ji ji ge de ne na ga ji ji yore
is that as regards the samaya or tamsik the binding word he's already said that he's going to talk about it a little bit. First, he's going to talk about the 14 main, the heavy kind of tongwa or the deterioration of the samaya.
Shuk chinshu tena doji leben le tengu ba yin se. Doji leben le tengu sari shula. Tili teni doji leben le teng sari ni ta tili teni ni ba da, tu, tu ba da, ka ling, ge ba da, tende ke teni marung ba ji chung na ti satung tangu di yin se, ni ba chi shu di yin se.
Satung tangu. The first and the most serious or the kind of grave one is that the samaya with the teacher, because without the guru or the lama, that no realization can come about, as already explained before. And so that once initiation or the teaching has been received, that if we were to displease the Lama first of all, to disobey and to displeasure and causing kind of, angering him. That is the most grave one of all the samaya.
Lamie song, rangi ti ten ko. Ko zindu chet se ne, ne song yore de ka, ke ti dengi mare samadabu ke ti ne, chet se ya na, ti tato ni mare.
The second is the disobeying of the word of the Buddha. That is to say that in the Buddha's teaching, the things that he asks one to adopt and then abandon, which the teacher explained to you and you understood, and even then you say, it's said, but then, you contemptuously ignore it. That is the second topic.
Ta doji pina tuni ni yeba jeba sumba yin sa. Ta lama chinkur chikla tenpa ke teni koran doji pundu teni teni nang debi pundu se. Doji pina nangi teni ngang chishu teri. Ta doji pina teni koran pati nyin teni pakila pe.
And then the third is the link or the breakage of the link with our Vajra brothers and sisters. That is to say, those with whom we have received the initiation or the teaching together from one Lama. And that is kind of the inner circle of the mandala, of the circle of the Vajra brothers and sisters. And if we break the link, that is to say, having grudge against someone who is a Vajra brother or sister, or kind of a competitive feeling or jealousness, or kind of slanderous thing, or, talk ill of him, then it's the breakage of that third capital.
Is that the
fourth is the compassion for beings, as already explained before, about how everyone is connected together, has been our fathers and mothers. And if we do not, if we shut ourselves from that kind of the open feeling to all and have no compassion whatsoever, then you break the fourth. Is that the heart of the Mahayana is the bodhicitta, which is the thought for others. And if you were to abandon that thought, that enlightened thought or that bodhicitta, then that is the fifth. The sixth is that one should not speak ill of or slander against the teaching. To begin with, even with the teaching of other schools, other religions, and even though they may be going astray, but yet they are seeking a path. They're seeking a path. There's that effort. So therefore, one should not speak ill of. And let, of course, that's the first thing. And then, that goes without saying that one should not speak contemptuously of the Hinayana path, which is the Nyentu, which is the path of the Sravaska, or the listening path, and the of the Arahat. One should not speak contemptuously of it. Then, of course, if you were to speak ill of the Mahayana, then it is tremendously kind of heavy. So that to not to speak ill of all, even the those all teachings, because they are trying.
Ta yung sum mami semje la sama dropa dumba yin sa ta. Upundu ju jang manyung ba sanga ke wang to manyung ba tindi ke tindi pheba ke tindi la tindi.
Is that the seventh is to those, if you openly talk of the mandala and the tantric teachings, to those who have not as yet accustomed their mind, or that is to say, to the tantric teaching, that is to say, have not purified themselves through the preliminaries, and that those who have not received empowerment and initiations, to those if you explain, say, such is the mandala, mandala is like this, and the deities are like this, and if you start introducing, that is the seventh.
Teba Sichungu Kobogi, Teba member, Nintu, the Ranjevaina, Nintu Vaina, the Rang Pumbosing in the Zubundi, do make it sour and sendi, indeed, and I let they do something dino, these the net and this is in a day in that and it didn't pumbo the Mitsamagan to see. The nipped and deep Borag Borgoyagan to see. The net is in a tap. Pumbo
In the Hinayana path, that is of the Sravaska path and the Yoga Buddha, is that this body is recognized as the decorporate, the one that creates problem, because by attachment to this body, all problems come. So as a result, the body is seen as something ugly and something vomiting and revulsive. So you meditate in the kind of the revulsive and the horrible aspect of the body. Whereas in the Sangha Dzogchen Thepa and the secret Mantrayana path, such kind of recognition is certainly not. In fact, the body is seen as the field of the Panchakula Buddhas or the five Buddhas. That is to say, the five skandhas, that is the form, feeling, perception, concept, and consciousness, are the Panchakula Buddhas or the five Buddhas. And so therefore, one should not kind of misuse one's body, like going through hardship unnecessarily against kind of, you know, teachings, just going through penance and things unnecessarily. Such kind of mistreat of the our body is the is the eighth capital.
Tha ranjin thakbi chui nomna somni sawa guba yin sa cha. Tha dhani ranjin yi thakbi chui thamji ki mele ki ngô tham jen dhati raman dha cha chen po thang ma po dhati ten yong di tani. Aho ta tindi dhen yong kandri yi nan sam tani chui lan thisum se na te tatung guba yin sa.
Is that when the nature of the mind or the profound path is introduced, and the intricacy, the subtlety levels of all the path, particularly the mind, is introduced in the teaching, and one kind of doubts, is it like that, you know, if you start doubting that, that is the ninth.
Ta dula ta du sam tem cheba den ju bar de sa ta sang a de te bi jing go de shu shu chan ne tni deli tam ling ge lama la talang tam ge chedo la tam ge ba ai ta kan ta tni tam chi ling ge song ge ri ti la tni rang ge ti la pe ne lu da nga ge go ne tni pe an ri tni tam ma wa la so wa tni sin lu ha ri ba chen ta ni tni sem me ro ni se tni tam chi nyam pe yin sa ti
Is the tenth is those that have broken the samaya, either the samaya with the teacher, disobeying and so displeasure causing and so forth, and those that have broken the link with the group, with the practitioners, the Vajra brothers and sisters. With such people, one should not associate. One should not communicate. One should not even talk, because it is not being compassionate. In fact, if suppose one were to meddle with it, there, the samaya breakage, that deterioration, can in fact slow the progression of our own realization. So it kind of retards, so that in fact it is very contagious, such things. So that's why temporarily one should completely cut one's link with those that are samaya breakers. That's the tenth.
Tā mīng sō tāyī chū nōng lā sā tā tētō pārī chūk chīk pā sā. Tā mīng tā ngūpān sēmā lī ndī pī chū tā nī lū tōng pāñjī kī chō tāmbī tāndī sē yōng tī tā nī tī lā tī nī rāng kī tōk kī lū kī pē jēl nī lā mī mēngā lā mā tē rāng kī khārā toke luke tene petici tingu ngubu tuba re tingu ngubu tuba remedu singe da wotende gita le toke le janna te chusi ba
is that in examination in understanding or in the kind of realization of the shunyata that the nature of emptiness instead of one seeking the kind of the direct the guidance of the teacher instead of that if one were to meddle conceptually and saying this is true this is not true and monger in a kind of conceptual gossip that is the 11th
tasenden devadan denbi kazaten de chuna te dile bete konan tawi ig pa phali sem de sunne pe kan yi mate ma che bese semjen de deng semjen ge sem sun chung sem kamre chu sem sun chung jana te za ta chuna
And the 12th is to those who have devotion, to those who have faith, instead of you kind of helping and encouraging them, if you were to make them, you know, kind of feel hopeless, desolate, and kind of depress them and, you know, make them lose faith, that is the 12th.
That tamzi zini 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 mide mani chuk sumba, say that. Chikpa nesang agi chinkur. Tende chai chewa ta tene, songkor ku kapsu yina ta tende le doji tribula sobat tene, miten bantabu ta tene, karasa kore ta, tamsi ki zidhi chi zindu. Pena, talam sangha ki tene, salong tuli ki tukor ku nyamne tabu kapsu yina, tene anrata gomta singi ki zonu. Ta tende kapsu jara ki tene, tamsi ki yoje kadawa, ti yoje te tene kapsu jani matena te, chusumba yinsu.
Is that in the 13th is that at in the practice of the sacred mantayana path, particularly in the practice of the mandalas, like the certain the symbols and the objects like the vajra and the bell and things like that which are necessary, if one is not to kind of use them appropriately and also is only to use the example when you really do the practice of yoga. The kind of the high yoga of the Tsalung Thigle, that is of the nerve, of the air, of the energy. When you do that, then there's a special kind of, like a little frog thing, and there's a special meditation belt or garb. And if one were to not to use these things, to not to use these requirements, if one were to, that is the 13th.
Tirki pumi tamzi shirab ki chayi inza. Tini tiki memarungwa tani, guyusu tani, cheto tiki tani, tini ki tini ina tini, tini pumi ki tani, shirab ki chayi inbi maase bi tani, sangaji ki sokwe ki bai, cheto tani ima zeta tani, te pumi shirab ki razi lita pumi la meba chani, muyi tani koo na tani, fagi yi chen doya ki, tini ki ni chuyi ta, tini,
And the 14th is the if one were to regard kind of a woman, you know, treat woman illy, because the woman is the source of wisdom or the transcendent knowledge, hirap, the knowledge or the wisdom, and that's why that kind of either. In front or back, if you were to treat women kind of illy and disrespectfully, that is the 14th. Most important thing is if you were to treat women inferiorly. That's the thing. And if one were to follow these 14, this the main samaya, and if you were to follow that properly, then there is no doubt that the siddhi or the realization attainment will come spontaneously, naturally.
So
is so there are others to talk about. We go on still about the samaya, but today His Holiness is going to stop now here.